We requested this meeting about 2 months ago, asking that Irish Water, Air, Quilche and the ESB would attend. I'm delighted to see that the ESB and Quilche are here this morning, and they're giving us an insight into what they were doing and their plans for after the damage done to it. But we got two briefing notes there from Irish Water and from Air. That was disappointing, because at the end of the day, this is all about communication. And you've seen it then when the storm happened, the lack of communication. Air sent a report here that showed there was 600 trees nationwide, not 600 poles nationwide damaged. We want to know how Sligo was affected, not how the rest of the areas were affected. We had people there that were dependent on alarm systems and things like that. They're coming back and putting the blame on somebody else. What we need to know, what's your recommendation? How can we change things? How can we make a difference? Because we're going to have more storms coming down the lines. As I says, we're listening there to the ESB. 90% of fallen trees was the biggest problem here in the northwest during the storm. And this is, we're just waiting now to hear from Quilche on what exactly they're intending to do moving forward.
And do you feel that the fact that both Air and Irish Water aren't here today, that you won't get a full picture?
Well, we won't get a full picture, and we can't put the questions that we need, that the general public is asking us. This is most important. I mean, we're here to represent the general public, and these are their customers, and it's important that we get to say, as it says, giving us a briefing note, we can't respond to a briefing note. So, as I says, we're going to leave the door open to them. It's something they're going to say at the end of the meeting, that we request that they do come in and they do talk to us. And as I says, another thing that's badly needed here, through the ESB, and I've raised it here this morning, the ESB and AIR at present, we have no, as local representatives, we have no direct line to them. And if we had a direct line to them, we'd be able to quell a lot of the problems that's across the country here. I said, if you heard the ESB were talking there earlier on, in relation to the different areas that was affected at the time of the storm, there's mean Leitrim, parts of Gieve, Riverstown falls under that scheme. We've heard in, out in the Ballinar area, in Scrone, and areas fall into that scheme. So it's a major problem here. So as I says, hopefully now after this, there's been moving forward, we need to move forward together. There's been need to be a SWAT team put in, where you'd have all the different local authorities, Quilche, all coming together to make sure that moving forward, and as well as that, we need to be investing more in the west, northwest.
As it relates to Irish Water, it's not the first time that they've been asked to meetings between yourselves, and they don't show up. Is it a bit of a kick in the teeth?
Well, look, they had an opportunity here, just mean that to come and show to the general public, just mean we're working for you, but we're also listening to you. Today they didn't work for us, and they definitely didn't listen to us.